Good morning, friends. Today, we continue our journey through the Paul's list in Galatians 5:22-23, the fruit of the Spirit. Our focus is on a quality we so desperately need in our world today, goodness. Paul writes, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." Notice, Paul does not say the fruits of the Spirit, but the fruit. Like a cluster of grapes, each quality grows together from the same root, the Holy Spirit living within us. And one of those grapes, one of those flavors of the Spirit-filled life, is goodness. Now, what is goodness? Goodness is more than simply being nice. We sometimes think of a good person as someone polite who doesn't cause trouble, but the biblical meaning goes deeper. The Greek word Paul uses for goodness is agathosune. It refers to moral excellence, uprightness of heart, and a willingness to act on what is right, even when it costs something. Goodness is not passive. It is active righteousness. It is kindness with courage. Think of it this way. Kindness may spare someone's feeling, but goodness is willing to confront it and help save a soul. Goodness is love in action, guided by truth. Let me share a story. A teacher once caught a student cheating during an exam. Instead of simply scolding him or pretending not to notice, she pulled him aside and said, "You are capable of much more than this. I am going to give you a 0 today, but I will also give you extra help to prepare you for the next test." Was that harsh? No, it was goodness. She did not ignore the wrong, but neither did she crush the boy with punishment. She combined truth with love. That's the Spirit's goodness. Of course, the greatest picture of goodness is God Himself. In Christian circles, we often declare, "God is good. All the time, and all the time, God is good." When we do this, we are declaring a truth about God. However, we usually say this in response to all the blessings we receive from God. This is an appropriate declaration about God in light of His goodness. But God being good is more than the blessings He bestows. It has to do with His moral goodness, which combines His love with His wrath. Wrath is often misunderstood as anger, like humans have. But God's wrath is His holy opposition to evil. Because God is good, He cannot ignore or tolerate sin. If He did, He would not be truly good or just. Romans 1:8 says, "The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of people." Wrath is therefore not the opposite of God's goodness. It is the expression of His goodness towards evil. Goodness requires wrath because a good God must judge sin. It is this goodness which the Apostle Paul speaks about in Romans 2:4. "Do you not know it is the goodness of God that leads you to repentance?" Think about that. God, in His just wrath on sin, could have crushed us for our sins. But instead, He gave His only Son, Jesus Christ, who went about doing good, healing the sick, lifting the fallen, forgiving sinners, and ultimately laying down His life on the cross. His goodness was not just a warm feeling. It was a costly sacrifice. And now He calls us to repent and to reflect that same goodness to the world. How do we reflect the goodness of God in this world? Jesus gave us a story in Luke 10 the Good Samaritan. A man was beaten and left half dead on the road. The religious leaders passed by, perhaps thinking they had more important spiritual duties. But a Samaritan, despised by the Jew, stopped, cared for the man, bound his wounds, and paid for his lodging. This is goodness. It is compassion that moves us to act, even when it's inconvenient, even when there was no one else notices. Friends, what does this mean for us today? Goodness is not just for Bible characters. It is for you and me as we encounter our daily activities. It is choosing to tell the truth when a lie would be easier. It is making the effort to find the owner of a lost item and return it to them, no matter how much we would like to keep it ourselves. It's defending someone being bullied instead of joining the laughter. It's praying for someone who hurts you and bless them with kindness. It's not passing on a gossip when told to you, no matter how truthful it may be. Goodness is not flashy. It may not make headlines, but every act of spirit-led goodness is a seed that God can use to bring light in a dark world. There is a saying, it is better to light a candle than to curse the darkness. Goodness is that candle. One act of spirit-led goodness can change a person's life. A kind word at the right moment, a meal given to someone hungry, a prayer spoken over someone discouraged. These are not small things. They are eternal things. So brothers and sisters, let us remember the fruit of the Spirit is goodness, not our own goodness, because on our own we fall short, but the goodness of Christ living through us. May the Holy Spirit fill us daily so that we don't just talk about goodness, but we live it, showing the world that the God we serve is truly good. Amen.